This is Paul Irwin for the Intune Listening List. The Listening List is a collection of new and noteworthy songs we think musicians should check out. It's also a monthly feature of Intune Monthly Magazine's Front Runner column. This list is from Intune's February 2017 issue, and each song is available in its entirety for streaming on intunemonthly.com. The Intune Listening List on intunemonthly.com is produced by Will Cusmall. 20-year-old Londoner Zach Abel mixes his soulful vintage vocals with dance-style beats. And although he's just gotten started, the singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist already has a hit single with the song Unstable. Collaborations with big-time producers Gorgon City and K. Trinada put Abel in the public eye, but this one is all Zach. Britain-based quintet known as Elbow formed in the 90s, and they've endured as one of alternative rock's most revered groups. They're back at it with a new album called Little Fictions, led by the single Magnificent, an epic track fit with a haunting string arrangement and unfaltering rhythm guitar. But it's lead singer Guy Garvey's vocals that take the cake. Peters and Dave Poole met as jazzers during college in Cape Town, South Africa, and formed the band Goldfish in 2006, morphing into an EDM duo, albeit with jazz and African influences showing. They released 6 albums. Their new single is called Deep of the Night, featuring the Cape Town band Diamond Thug, and it could be a turning point for both acts. Christian rapper Tripp Lee, born William Lee Barefield III, captures the roller coaster ride of life on his album The Waiting Room, with the tune Clouds leading the charge. Tripp has rested comfortably atop Billboard's Christian and rap albums charts for some time, but steps up his game with the release of this caliber. Clouds like I'm on. Woke up from a sleeping, I'm tired. No way I'm only get up, I'm leaving my ass. Like a safe, then I think of my dreams and I'm wide. Awake is like a light in the beacon inside. For me to be honest, last year was a blur. I had a dream, but it was deferred. I caught a beat and I'm eating the dirt. Wondering where the dreams were seeking to merge. Let's go. But that's the way dreams go. They hurt before they heal. If you ain't know. How can I feel this way? Although the video sharing site Vine may no longer exist, its legacy lives on in the career of Canadian singer-songwriter Ruth B., who rose to fame after a 6-second clip of her singing went viral. The 21-year-old just released a chilling ballad called In My Dreams, with a piano part that evokes Adele's Someone Like You, but with a melody that Ruth B. can claim all for herself. But if I see you in my dreams tonight, then maybe you were right, and I'll call you in the morning. If I see you in my dreams tonight, then you take my hands and tell me I've been waiting for you. Then I'll tell you me too. Come closing time. country crooner Clayton Anderson was attending Indiana University when he first picked up a guitar, he says, to impress the ladies. Only to Borrow is the title track of his latest EP, and its rock and roll vibe in support of Anderson's country drawl sets him apart from Nashville's latest crowd of new voices. Child prodigy, singer, and multi-instrumentalist Esperanza Spalding discovered the bass in high school, got a scholarship to Berkeley, became an instructor there at just 21, and today has taken her place as a musical master. She now brings the fiery progressive rock cut Good Lava, just one of the noteworthy pieces from the Oregon native's fifth album, Emily's D Plus Evolution. Starting as a duo with her brother BB, CeCe Winans conquered the R&B and gospel genres in the late 80s. The Detroit native has won 10 Grammys and is the best-selling female gospel singer of all time. She performs with another family act, the Clark Sisters, on the blazing jazz tune Hey Devil, which appears on her latest album, Let Them Fall in Love, due out next month. We can't stop listening to Rumbera, the latest cut from Colombian group Sistema Solar. Blending hip-hop, dance, and champeta, this colorful track has rapping, scratching, and a rhythm that makes it impossible to sit still. The sextet has been at it since 2010, but could break bigger with this one. Part of the success of the film, The Dark Knight Rises, has to be attributed to its brilliant soundtrack by the iconic composer Hans Zimmer, music that is equally as heroic when listened to off-screen. Try the main theme from the recording by the Czech Philharmonic, featuring celebrity violinist Lindsey Stirling, to conjure scenes of Batman and Bane in battle.